You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I wanted to finish the show today just on the note that Ehu Mātou, things are sort of happening again, I guess, that's been out of the media for a while, even though they've still been occupying the land there. Fletchers has still remained on the land also, but a couple of days ago it was noted by Panya Newton, who was one of the leaders of the occupation, on Instagram that Fletchers was packing up their gear. Fletchers then indicated that no, they're not packing up, they're just moving because they want to open up the road. And then it was noted today that the Kingitanga flag was taken down, and that was taken to mean that some sort of deal or some sort of agreement has been reached, because the Kingitanga can now move off the land, essentially, because their work there is done, I suppose. And so there was a bit of a stand-up on the land today, and I've taken some audio from One News. Thank you for live-streaming that. So we'll hear a bit of that. But before we hear that, I'm just also going to read Phil Gough's statement. Mayor Phil Gough put out a statement this morning saying the Auckland Council has been involved in discussions with the Crown and Kingitanga on behalf of Mana Whenua to find a long-term resolution to the issues raised at Ehu Mātou. The discussions between Auckland Council Government and Kingitanga, who are acting on behalf of Mana Whenua, have been positive and have progressed well. There is confidence that a resolution will be reached soon on the ownership and governance of the land. Once a draft agreement is reached by all parties, this will then be subject to final approval by all councillors at the governing body next month. So again, it seems nothing is fully final, but things do seem to be happening. So let's just have a listen and see what we can hear.
What did the King's presence here, taking down the kara, taking down the flag, what did that mean to you?
It was I was just telling our cousin over here that it was really lovely. It was very positive. It was very heartwarming. And if you were here, you would have felt the wairua, and there was so much warmth and aroha. And we felt really supported by the King and his kahuyariki and the people of Waikato. And we're just really positive moving forward. And I think there was just a sense of relief that came over our whānau, and the sense of pride that we've been able to accomplish as much as we have in so little time, when we think about the history of injustice against Māori and Aotearoa. And so, I can't help but just smile.
You've grown a baby. You've grown a baby in the time that we've been here. What can you tell us? So the King's people have told us today that deal by Waitangi, and they're confident of that. That's why they can bring the flag down. What can you tell us about that deal?
Nothing.
You've all seen it, though?
We know what the discussion points are, I suppose, but we have put our faith in the Kingitanga through this process, and we continue to
accept that. Te tahi kōrero, ko te kaihoko o te whenua nei, ko te kaunihira. And kei reira etahi whakaaro kei te noho te whenua nei, kei raro I te Ministry of Hot Culture and Heritage, e hara ko te iwi. Ko tau mai era kōrero ki a kaitau?
Kao, kare anō era kōrero ko tau mai ki a
That reporter there just asking that she's heard that the land is going to be owned by the council under the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, and what does Panya think of that?
Tango I te whenua mai I ngā ringa o tā Fletcher, ki roto I tētahi atu kamupene, tētahi atu puari meke, hei whakawhiri hia, hei whaifukaro mō ngā aronga whakamua mai I reira. Me pepea te aronga o te kaitiakitanga ki runga I tēnei whenua me era atu mea. Engari kāre anō taua whakatau kua puta anō reira. Ai, atona waka ki te apea.
The council will be involved in the loan process?
You should ask the council.
We are.
Then get the answer from them.
But it won't be, the Kingitanga say they won't be buying it. It is like, it's the deal between the government, the council.
If the Kingitanga say they won't be buying it, then the Kingitanga are not buying it. Mm. You should probably trust what the Kingitanga will say and not ask us the questions that we can't answer.
When do you expect an announcement to be? We know before Waitangi, but do you expect it to be made here on the land where it's all happened? Or you would hope that it would be here, not in Wellington or elsewhere?
I think we'll have to talk to our whānau about what's most comfortable with them. There has been some tension in the past, and rest assured we have moved away from a lot of those tensions, but we are always guided by our whānau, and so if they're most comfortable with that being that happening here, then we would tono or make that request. If not, then we would be encouraging possibly somewhere else that's more comfortable for others.
This has been a moving to the complexities of this case, so many different groups involved. What's your feeling on what this means for private land and treaty settlements? What does it mean going forward? What does it mean for Māori? What does it mean for, what's your take on what's going to happen with private land?
History will only tell what this kaupapa or what this campaign has entailed. But for us, we just hope that it encourages other people to stand up against injustice, to stand up against environmental degradation, and to stand up for cultural heritage landscapes and our wahitapu and our history. And we hope just to heal some of the heartache that lays across this whenua. And for us, the first step is to get this whenua out of Fletcher's hands and into
somewhere.
Preferably somewhere that's most comfortable for ahika and our whānau and our marae.
On he mea ka riro koutou, ka whuka, hoki mai tō koutou whenua. He hihi anā koutou ki te whakatū papakāne ai konei.
Aka.
Just asking there if they have the land returned, do they want to set up a papakāinga there?
Well, the discussions around how different iwi will be involved in this land, is that going to take some time, even if the first part of a deal is announced before
Most
Waitangi?
Most definitely things will take time. I think people need to understand that this whenua has been out of iwi ownership since it was confiscated, and so to ask iwi what the future of this whenua looks like, you first have to allow iwi to breathe a little bit, to allow iwi to, for the first time, be able to have dreams and aspirations, and then have those worked through a process. So we're not going to have the be-all and end-all tomorrow or the next day or whenever it happens. It'll always be ongoing, but it is moving in a very positive direction.
Jack, one more question.
Is there anything you guys want to add?
Are there any other reporters want to ask any questions?
Are you planning to celebrate here? The cheers and stuff are coming in. Are there any ways to celebrate here tonight or in the coming days?
Well, we've just celebrated with a lunch, which we shared with our king, and at the moment we're planning on our Haerengatū Ratana and our Haerengatū Waitangi, so the next few weeks are big for Te Ao Māori, and we'll probably have those at the forefront of our mind at the moment, and possibly plan for a celebration when we have the big thing to celebrate.
And I'm sure you all hear about it as well. We don't think this is a success for ourselves, but it's a success for our nation. And so we hope to celebrate this success with all those who have supported us and not supported us, because in time they will realise, or their children will realise, what this means for our country's history. And so if there's going to be a party, you're all going to be invited.
Thank you.
That was Pania Newson and Kiani Matatasipo speaking on the land there after that sort of announcement, which is not quite an announcement yet. We're still waiting on the details of it, but BFM will surely inform you when the time comes.
You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.